Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here's Josh List.
Good morning. We're going four downs with Tom Thayer, our game day analyst and Super Bowl Bears offensive lineman. Looking ahead to Bears-Lions Sunday, the first of two meetings in 4 weeks with Detroit. Hi, Tom.
How you doing, Josh?
Doing fine, thank you. First down, they faced off 178 times. The Bears won both last season after dropping 9 of 10 over a five-year stretch. So what do we need to know about this year's version of the Lions?
You know, they're still trying to gain more of the identity of Matt Patricia, the defensive coordinator that they brought over here initially from the New England Patriots. And he's trying to put his stamp of defensive approval on it. But really, that's where their biggest weakness lies, Josh. I think three out of the last four teams that have rushed for over 150 yards against the Detroit Lions. And what do the Bears need most is to run the ball well. So if you want to find a spot to, you know, to be your initial attack point, try to run the ball well. But Matthew Stafford is still a heck of a quarterback, and he's got a couple of super talented wide receivers that you have to pay attention to the whole game.
So on second down, with Akeem Hicks out, injured opponents are spending more time seemingly cutting, chipping, and double-teaming Khalil Mack on the edge. So what's the defensive challenge for the Bears this Sunday? You started to mention Stafford, and how can Mack and the guys get their edge back?
Well, if there's more than one guy, two guys paying attention to the Khalil Mack, then that has to open up an opportunity for other football players. And Leonard Floyd is coming off a solid game, and he's got to be able to expand his role, create more sacks, get more pressure on the quarterback, and still be able to stop the run. Just like all the interior defensive linemen, just because Akeem is not there, they still have the same obligations and the same goals that they've been practicing against since the beginning of training camp. And then let's throw in the inside linebackers, Roquan Smith and Danny Trevathan, for that matter. All the guys up front are going to have to be able to stop the running game, but you're also going to have to continue to put pressure on Stafford.
We're at third down with Tom Thayer, our game day analyst, searching for solutions to that slumping Bears offense. Now, if you're whispering in quarterback Mitch Trubisky's ear during practice all week, Tom, what would you be trying to communicate to your quarterback?
You know, have confidence in yourself. Trust yourself. Understand what you're saying and how it pertains to all the other 10 guys in the huddle. Make sure that you have faith in your receivers being in the right position, getting the ball to the spot where you expect them to be. And, you know, I think it's the big word that we've been searching for since the beginning of the season is rhythm. And if the offense can gain any rhythm, and maybe it's going to start with the running game and then fall through and to the passing game. So if it does, they've been doing that well with David Montgomery, and expand his role as much as anybody's.
Fourth down prediction time. If the Bears are going to snap their four-game losing streak, Tom Thayer, how will they get it done?
You know, first of all, stop two of their talented receivers, Galladay and Jones Jr., get to Matthew Stafford, try to create sacks somehow. But again, continue to develop that powerful running game. They've been using Holtz, number 81, at the fullback position, and he has an impactful blocker, and he can help David Montgomery get to the second and third level and beyond. So if that's the way you're going to beat the Detroit Lions on the coldest day so far that they faced this season, then that's the way they have to go about their business.
And thanks for the time this morning. We're looking forward to Sunday.
Thank you, Josh.
Tom Thayer, he'll be with Jeff Joniak and the Game Day crew. Your exclusive live coverage from Soldier Field. It begins at 9 a.m. Bears-Lions Sunday here on WBBM and the updated radio.com app with Rewind.